Banff. A prescribed fire in Banff National Park that spread onto neighboring provincial land is no longer blazing out of control given recent snow and cooler temperatures. The Dormer wildfire, which is estimated at 669 hectares, is now classified as being held, a status which means that the wildfire is not expected to grow beyond predetermined boundaries given current resources and forecast weather. Provincial wildfire officers say Alberta Wildfire and Parks Canada continue to jointly work on the fire, with 20 personnel and 2 helicopters on scene. Approximately 10 centimeters of snow has fallen across the fire area. However, this amount is insufficient to extinguish the wildfire, said Anastasia Drummond, provincial wildfire information officer for Calgary Forest Area in an October 24 bulletin. Crews continue to action hotspots south of the Dormer River. The average wildfire danger in the Calgary forest area is now low with the recent snowfall, as well as more seasonal temperatures and colder nights setting in. Parks Canada and Alberta Wildfire responded to the fire in the Dormer Valley area on October 20, which was estimated at about 500 hectares at the time. The next day, more accurate mapping pinned the wildfire at an estimated 669 hectares. The prescribed fire getting out of control in Banff National Park was attributed to strong winds, above average temperatures and low humidity. As a result of low humidity and high overnight winds, the Dormer Valley prescribed fire has experienced growth on the Eastern National Park boundary, crossing onto provincial lands, said Alexandria Jones, fire information officer for Banff National Park. The fire danger was rated as high at the time the prescribed fire spread. By Friday afternoon, October 21, there were up to 22 wildland firefighters and personnel, with 4 helicopters dumping water on the fire. Resources were also dedicated to deploying sprinklers on cabins and outfitters' camps in the area. Jones said both agencies have been monitoring the Dormer Valley prescribed fire closely since the start of prescribed fire operations in early September. She said up until the night of October 19, the prescribed fire was active in isolated areas and was primarily burning within previously burned areas. However, due to unseasonable temperatures, low relative humidity values, and high winds, the fire spread eastward onto provincial lands, she said. Satellite imagery picked up that the fire spread overnight. As soon as there was enough daylight, a helicopter and fire crew were dispatched to the area to assess the fire, said Jones. Suppression actions were immediately taken in coordination with Alberta Wildfire. The Dormer prescribed fire, located about 45 kilometers north of the Banff townsite, was initially lit in early September. The aim is to burn dense forests within the Dormer Valley and open up and restore grassland meadows, which provide critical, year-round habitat for mountain sheep, goats, grizzly bears, wolves, elk and the newly introduced bison herd. Meanwhile, Parks Canada fire specialists were also actively monitoring an approximately 600-hectare backcountry wildfire that has been burning since October 14. The wildfire is located west of Glacier Lake on Highway 93 North, also known as the Icefields Parkway. Smoke and flames were visible from certain sections of Highway 93 North. The public, infrastructure, and lands outside the park are not at risk from this wildfire, said Jones. For public safety, an area closure is in place for the Glacier Lake Valley. According to Alberta Wildfire, there are currently 55 wildfires burning throughout Alberta, including 3 that started in the last 48 hours.